Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
We are back on a beautiful Wednesday. Joe Starkey returns to the studio. And Joe, I teased a little thing about the Penguins, and today
I'm very curious.
This is after, you know, 18-year-old Ben Kindle was inserted into the top unit of the power play. He's now on the top line with Sidney Crosby and Brian Rust. And I think this kid, I don't know about you, he reminds me of Jake Guentzel in so many ways. He's not that
good
big
call.
He's not that big, but he was in front of the net in Toronto the other night with all the trees and all the big guys. Myers was trying to decapitate him a couple of times, and he stood in there trying to make plays.
Well, what's the twist?
That's it. He's on the top line.
Oh.
Because he's been playing with Koivunen and Tommy Novak. So now they've split that all up to put in. This is based on practice today. But
so what are they doing with Brunick? Do we know that yet?
He's still on. You know, they haven't. The ninth game is coming up. So
I thought he just played the ninth game. No?
I think he had eight. I think. Did he play the other night?
Yeah.
Okay, so that would have been eight, I think. I think he has one more to go because he was at seven while Kindle was at nine. They didn't dress him a couple of times, but you could find that out for sure. He's listed still on the practice as either the
What do you think they should do with him, Bob?
I would keep him. I just think
he's played nine. He's played nine games.
All right,
this is the time.
Then he's still skating with them. Whether or not he dresses tonight, they could keep him around. And I would suspect they'll do with him what they probably will do with Ben Kindle eventually is just give him a few nights off here and there, keep him around the parent team, and let him learn from Sidney Crosby and others.
I agree with that. He's a different case than Pickering. He appears to be a better player than Pickering. Plus, it's you're not sending him to the minors. You'd be sending him back all the way back to junior. No, just keep him here. Let him grow. Let him learn. If this was the plan. 4 games ago, so he struggled a couple games. That's not expected. Like you would change the whole plan. I don't agree with that one bit. And I'll tell you what else I don't agree with, Bob, is keeping Jari much longer. And that's a compliment to Jari. He's played his way into becoming a tradable asset again. So trade him while the selling's good. Sell high. Hopefully this injury is nothing to speak of.
It's a 3-week injury.
Oh, it is? Is that what they said? All right. Well, as soon as he comes back, maybe give him a couple more starts, but I'd be looking in the meantime. Everybody, or at least a lot of teams, need goaltending. He's gotten off to a nice start to the point where, was it Colby the other night, mentioned him as a candidate for Canada's team?
Yeah. I mean, I was surprised to hear that, but maybe
I'd be
maybe
scared
so.
To death with him in goal in a big game. But
Or if he did that and he was still in the possession of the Pittsburgh Penguins, you saw him play really well on a big stage like that, you might change your mind. And again, his salary is not that big a deal right now. I think people were more stunned at the term when they gave him 5 years.
It's still a pretty good chunk of the
Bob Rossi's making double what he makes.
I know.
Demko makes double what he makes.
But in their circumstance, it's still money I think you could. Well, here's the real story. They have Mirishoff. He's the guy. He's ready, I think.
I hope
we're going to find out soon.
Yeah.
At some point, Bob, you have to make a choice here. And if you wait around with Jari, then you might be waiting around for lack of performance to return or more injury To me, now's the time. Right now.
The only thing about right now, he's injured. So I would wait till he comes back, gets back in there, and if he continues that level, then I think your asking price might be a bit better.
Meh, maybe. Yeah, we'll see. Maybe. I'm not even that concerned about the asking price. I never dreamed there would be a day where they could trade him for anything.
What was your takeaway from the other night where I thought they were completely dominant for 40 minutes at a tough place to play against a very high-octane offense, shut him down completely, and then they reverted back to some of the stuff we've seen in the past?
Bob, my take might be a little unusual, but after an epic collapse, given the entire nature of the game, I came out feeling better than I did going into the game, at least. Not going into the third period, obviously. But when the attempted shots are 72-37 and you dominate the way they did, if I'm looking to pick up little breadcrumb clues along the way of is this real or not, that game the other night was a breadcrumb in the maybe it is real category, not the other one. Am I crazy, Bob?
No, I've been kind of bullish on them the whole way because of the way they've played. And that system frustrated Toronto. Now, when you give them a breakdown and you allow the 66 goal scorer to come in all alone, I mean, you're asking for trouble, and that started the whole thing. It didn't take much to get them back in the game, but they had to be aware of that, and they just collapsed.
I'm ready to see this goalie. I can't wait to watch this goalie.
He's got to start on Thursday, right? You didn't bring him up here not to start.
He's certainly going to start. They have 3 games in 4 days.
At one point.
Yeah,
based on the way they've been alternating, Shilov will probably start tomorrow, but I think it should be him.
So do I, against his countryman, Ovechkin, who's looking for his 900th NHL goal. What a game that should be, Bob.
Well, if you're Mirashov, you don't want to be the guy who's looked at it. I gave my first shot on goal. I gave up number 900 to Ovechkin, although that might be a funny story to tell one day.
Well, that was last year's story, giving up goals on the first shot every other game.
Yeah, they've changed that, which is good.
All right, anything else Penguins-wise
wanted to get to? No, I just thought that was interesting that this kid is moving right up the ranks here. First team, first unit power play, he's been really comfortable there.
I mean, he looks like a great pick and a potential star right now. There was one other thing I wanted to mention, if I might, and that was my changing opinion on Kyle Dubas. Yes, of course, the winning has everything to do with that, certainly a lot to do with that, but it's more than that. It's drafting a kid like Kindle with that pick looks brilliant. And it's also an interview that Dubas did with Pierre LeBrun, which appeared this morning in the clips that the Penguins sent out. And I really liked the way that he portrayed his time in Toronto to Pierre LeBrun. He simply said, "It's on me. That's my fault." He doesn't regret the way that he left, and there was a lot of commotion when Kyle Dubas left Toronto, where they didn't want him to do a media availability. Remember that?
Yeah.
Because, Brendan Shanahan didn't want to, and he wanted to anyway. And his reasoning, as he told LeBrun, was, I needed to get in front of the media and take responsibility for what happened there. He said, "We lost to Florida in 5 games. I didn't feel I could run from doing the press and leave Sheldon Keefe, the coach, and the players just to do it without me. I admire that." He said, "Because in the end, I felt it was on me. I wanted to face the music. I wasn't going to run from the fact that we hadn't reached our goal again, and it was on me," he said again. I really appreciate that, Bob. I appreciate that honesty and accountability, and I think if it's real, like that's really the way he felt, I feel like, you know, he's young enough to where he can really learn from his time in Toronto and be better. So I like that. I thought that was a great interview if you get a chance to check it out with Pierre LeBrun today with Kyle Dubas.
And I think more people should have that philosophy, just ownership of whatever situation you're in. It doesn't take all that much to do that. Just sit up there and answer the questions. You can answer them any way you want. But when you're doing it, you tell people, "Hey, I'm here for you. What do you want to know? Because it all starts with me. I'm the guy who's orchestrating this roster mostly. So what's your concern? What's your question?" And he can answer it. And I love the fact that he was going to take responsibility, but I found it interesting that he wasn't given the chance to.
And he said of this start, you know, and again, I'm paraphrasing, that, you know, we're not sitting here pushing in anybody's face. We're a few weeks and month into the season right now. And this is no time, this is me talking, certainly no time for I told you so's yet with the Penguins. But again, the other night, even though it was a disaster of a third period, if I look at the overall performance in the context of, is this sustainable for the Penguins? I put that in the, if I have a yes or no categories, that one goes in the yes. More evidence on the way. Three games and four nights. What do they have? The Devils, the
Kings. Oh no, the Caps. The Caps.
Caps,
the Kings.
Devils, Kings.
Yeah.
Three of the next 4 days. When we come back here Monday, Bob, I think we're gonna have a little bit better of an idea of whether this is sustainable. But it's been fun to watch, hasn't it, Ben?
Yeah, it really is. And we'll see about Brunick, and he's skating with them today, so you're sure it's nine games. So the next one would trigger the entry level contract.
Right. That's exactly right. So Josh Yeary writes there's been some back and forth in the Penguins organization.
What would
on
you
that.
Do? I said I would keep him. I don't think there's anything to gain by going to a junior team where he's going to be better than everybody.
I just don't think you make that decision based after he looked so good. You don't then change your mind based on a couple bad games. The kid's 11 years old. It's okay. He had a couple bad games.
Right, and what better way to learn how to overcome them than be up here, do it again against really high-level competition? He can make those same mistakes down there and never, ever pay for it, you know, but it'll get careless as a result, I think. I'd rather have him up here.
All right, Limits, I want you to join in here. Are you available, or do you have to take the phone call?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, let's do that right now. Fan Twitter brought to you.
He has 67,000 reasons not to pay attention to us right now. So
it's not looking good here for the home crowd, Bob.
Well, I don't get it. What happened?
Bob and I are just, we have an inside joke going right now.
Oh, there's only going to be 67,000 people at Penn State this weekend, are you saying?
Oh,
wow.
That's a good,
not the direction we were going with that.
All right, I guess that's an inside joke. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. I need the answers to be succinct here. If you're then asked in a follow-up to defend your position, Bob, you may go as long as you like. Are you ready?
Yes, but that seems to go against your original thesis here. You want quick answers, and now you're giving us as long as we want after that.
You intentionally filibustered right there. Are you ready, Bob?
Yes.
The Steelers are the blank best team in the AFC right now. Halfway through the season. They're a little less than halfway. A lot of the conference is a little more than halfway. You get the idea, Bob. It's an odd number of games, so you're never really halfway unless you're halftime of the Chargers game. Then you're halfway.
Fourth.
So we can do this all again next week.
Fourth.
Who's ahead of them, Bob?
I would say Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, even though they just beat the Colts, the way they are, two games separated from them, I'll say the Colts.
Holy ostrich milk.
Well, I know they just beat them, but they're 7-2 as well.
Okay.
And so they're going to have to make up some time. I would look at, I'm going to say Kansas City still, because I still believe Kansas City has a lot more coming.
So they're better than New England, Denver, and the Chargers?
Yes, I think so.
Okay. Limits, the Steelers are the blank best team in the AFC.
The Steelers are the third best team in the AFC.
Wow. All right. Ahead of, who's ahead of them?
The Buffalo Bills and the Kansas City Chiefs.
Holy ostrich milk.
And you know I'm not very high on the Chiefs, but I feel like what I'm going off of this is, if they played head-to-head, who do I think would win? And I think that the Chiefs would beat them, and I think Buffalo would beat them. And I think that they would beat, I think they're going to beat the Chargers on Sunday. I'll give that away now. And I think they're better than Denver, and we saw them beat the Colts.
Yeah, but I think if you play the Colts the way it is right now, you have to go there to play them, and I have a whole different feeling for that game. That's the only reason why I put them up there.
I still think they'd beat them.
The Steelers are the seventh best team in the
AFC.
You ready to hear who's better than them, Limits? Are you ready to hear who's better than them?
Well, pretty much everyone, apparently, right?
Well, Denver, Buffalo, New England, Indianapolis with Sauce Gardner, which neither one of you mentioned, Kansas City, and Baltimore. That's six ahead of them, Bob. They're the seventh best team. I don't know why that would be so insulting. They're in fourth place right now, and the Bills are behind them, and the Chiefs are behind them, and you both think that they're better than them. So
no, I didn't know. I have Buffalo and Kansas City better than the Steelers. Is
right?
That what you asked?
Yeah, but they're behind them right now.
Yeah, but again, you just said you added Sauce Gardner in the mix.
Exactly.
Okay.
So if those two teams played again, especially in Indy.
That's why I have Indy ahead of them. That's the only one else I have ahead of them.
You don't think New England's better than the Steelers right now?
No, I still think the Steelers will beat them if they play them again.
Denver.
Depends on where.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Buffalo, you said yes. And you don't think the Ravens are better than the Steelers,
not
huh?
right now, no. That could change. You always say more evidence
limits,
results, and changes of
not
opinion.
Not Baltimore, huh?
Not Baltimore, no.
All right. Well, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. However, having said that, I don't think there's a great team, and I think the Steelers roster stacks up. So just because I might rate, let's say, New England ahead of the Steelers right now, the Steelers have beaten them, and if they played again, I think it would be a field goal game. I don't think any of these wouldn't be a field goal game, no matter what the venue. Like, I don't think there's anybody way better than them, so I don't find what I said insulting. I think they're a playoff team, and I think they can compete with anybody in the AFC. I think that's a compliment.
So you think they're going to get the seventh seed then?
Not necessarily, no. That's a way different question, Limits.
I think they're the seventh best team, naturally, and you think Baltimore's better than them, so that means that you think that Baltimore's going to win the division and that the Steelers are going to get the seventh seed.
Maybe. Baltimore's dug a hole for them. No, that's not the case. I think the Steelers could finish ahead of... You just picked Kansas City as better than them. You think they're going to finish with a better record and a higher seed?
Probably not, no.
Well, I rest my case then, Bob. What is going on here with Limits lately? He's jumping down my throat, Bob.
No, he has a feeling, and he stands by his feeling, even if you may think it's a bad feeling.
Thank you for that diplomatic response. So, all right. We're all on the record with that. And you want to join in, by the way. And we should really open the lines to the trade deadline. We were mired in a six-pack earlier today. We all feel, I'm assuming Limits does too, that Jacoby Myers was gettable and should have been gotten, right?
Correct. Should have been gotten. You would have done a fourth and a fifth.
Your thoughts out there on that at 412-928-9370, 928-9370. The Steelers MVP at the midway point is who, Bob?
Aaron Rodgers.
Wrong. Limits?
Aaron Rodgers.
That's right. Aaron Rodgers. And I think the only other realistic candidate is Chris Boswell. And
yes.
I
think he's always
going to
be
him.
In the conversation. Yes.
I might pick
him. My mind does not immediately go to kickers, but I understand why you say that. And it's almost automatic that he's in that conversation, I guess, every year just because of what he does. And he's better than everyone at what he does. But I tend to look at it strictly from who's out there all the time, not just a kicker.
Normally, I would too, but A, there's not a lot of candidates on this team. The defense, for example, has been up and down all year, and I don't think anybody's having an all-pro season right now. And then offensively, kind of the same thing, but Rodgers is the guy there, and I think he's exceeded expectations. So normally, I would say the same thing, except for what I just mentioned and except for the fact that Boswell hasn't just been accurate, he's been cranking 50-plus yard field goals with regularity, and he won a game with them, for them. They'd be 4-4 right now if he didn't make a 60-yard field goal to beat the Jets. I actually think he's their MVP right now. He's playing the best at his position of anybody on the team.
Sure, I would agree with that. But when I look at MVP candidates of the team, I want guys who are out there all the time. And I love Boswell, don't get me wrong. It's just that that's what he's supposed to do, and he does it better than anyone else.
So by the way, Bob, as a quick aside, I teased earlier about a Steeler who just jumps off the charts when I'm watching the team right now. Troy Fatanu.
Troy Fatanu is really taking a major step.
He's just burying people.
No sacks allowed, and he's played, you know, he was injured last year, so we really didn't get a good chance to see what he was about. But he's not only winning his own battles. He's coming over when somebody else needs help, and he
like
buries
people. Like when Buckner,
people.
Do you see what he did to Buckner?
He nailed him like a roadkill. He just flattened him.
He made him feel worse than Bill Buckner in the 86 series,
that was
Bob.
One of the best moves by an offensive lineman all year.
Wow. So that looks like a budding star to me. Anywho, who's been the LVP, Bob, the least value? Oh, Limits, who's your MVP again? Rodgers?
Aaron Rodgers, yes.
Who's your LVP so far?
Well, at first it was Broderick Jones, but now he's playing a little bit better.
Yeah.
My LVP right now has to be Darius Slay.
That's who I was going to pick.
Mm. Talk about that, Bob.
Great career, but
expound
just,
upon that.
It's just not the, what am I supposed to do if I had the same, if I think deeper, hold on, go with your pick.
No. I mean, explain
that pick. I just expected more from him,
especially
at 1 year, $10 million.
Yeah.
And I hate to judge people based on their salary, but that's how it works. You know, they brought him in here to shut down one of the sides of the, left or right, wherever they have him. And
sure,
he's been missing tackles, not making enough plays for $10 million.
I'm going to go, there's a couple choices here for me. One is Jonnu Smith. I'm not sure how much of this is his fault, but he did drop what would have been maybe a 40-yard play to open the game the other day. And he just hasn't been what I think anybody thought he would be. Again, I'm not sure how much of that is his fault. 6.4 yards per catch. Bob, you could get 6.4 yards per catch.
Couldn't.
That is paltry.
Yeah, for him
it
is. Especially because he was one of those guys brought in here because of what he did in Miami, which was get the ball and run with it. He was very good at, you know, the yards after.
Right.
We haven't seen that at all.
He'd be one, and then another LVP for me would be Juan Thornhill, who before the season was talking about history in the making, Bob. The only history he's made so far is making one of the most incredibly ridiculous attempts at a ball down the middle of the field that I've ever seen, when he misjudged it and then jumped and put his arm behind him. Do you remember that?
It really was. If you're in PFF grading that, you would have given that an interceptable play. It should have been.
Oh, my God.
I think it could be one of the best of all time.
Really,
and I'm putting that in there now. One of the best of all time. I mean, when you got literally, we got pieces everywhere. Look at the roster. Look at who we have. It's incredible.
Little did he know when he said that he'd be replaced by Kyle Duggar 7 games into the season. So I'd go with him. How about your biggest surprise this season, Bob?
I don't know if it's a surprise necessarily, but I wanted to see Peyton Wilson do what he did the other day. I hadn't seen it on a consistent basis, so I'm hopeful that continues. So surprise may be the wrong word for that one. Surprise.
I'm going to go with Mount Washington myself. I didn't think he was going to become their number one tight end and a receiving threat that I think is ascending right now. That catch he made the other day.
He also had a drop in there, too, but I like the fact that you're utilizing him, yes.
Yeah, he had one at the goal. He probably should have caught either one of those or both those at the goal line. He couldn't have caught both, Bob, because that would have been 2 touchdowns on 1 possession. But the catch he made down the field early in the second half, where he reached behind him on an unusually errant throw by Rodgers, was a great play that a real tight end down the field makes. Like, where is this going? Plus, this guy is an indispensable blocker. He's now become their tush-push pusher. This, I didn't expect this. He's my biggest surprise. Limits?
Yeah, I mean, Darnell Washington actually is one for me that is really significant. Also, the fact that Calvin Austin has played better than I thought. And the relationship that Aaron Rodgers has with Calvin Austin is pretty apparent. He was the leading receiver in last week's game, and it seems like Rodgers trusts him. So a combination of Calvin Austin being better than I expected and Aaron Rodgers playing very well, which I thought he'd play well, but I didn't expect him to be this good. Top 10 quarterback in the NFL, good.
limits. We have to get Stephen Thompson on next, and I lost his number.
I have it. He's going to join the video.
There. Okay. Bob, the biggest disappointment. It doesn't have to be a single player. Could be a game. Could be an incident. Could be something off the field. Could be a player. Could be anything. The biggest disappointment of the Steelers' season is what to you? To me, it was getting riddled like they did by Joe Flacco, and I respect Joe Flacco, and he's been very good in Cincy, but you also notice he mixed in a couple interceptions in his latest performance. The fact that they showed up on a Thursday night in Cincy and got humiliated to that degree is my biggest disappointment of the season. You?
That's a good one. I would follow up with the next week, the second half of the Green Bay game. Mm-hmm. Disappointing because they had a 16-7 lead. That's a home game. You could have responded back, beat a good team again. And then for whatever reason, they collapsed in the second half and got burned on every single possession by a Green Bay team that then followed up by losing at home to Carolina. So that was there for the taking. And we're looking back, that's a win you'd love to have.
The defense is the disappointment, despite this great game that they're coming off. They're especially given their own self-generated preseason hype, a colossal disappointment. Limits, your biggest disappointment of the season?
The defense and also the Green Bay Packers fans overtook the stadium on Sunday Night Football.
See, he took it to another level, Bob. Yes, he got creative, and I like that. You know what another disappointment is? The total lack of involvement other than a historic blooper that he committed by Caleb Johnson. That, to me, is disappointing. Would you agree?
Yeah. That and the boneheaded play by Roman Wilson in the ball security department. Yeah, but I think that one, look at a guy last week like Downs. He's a veteran.
But we all thought Caleb would play more, right?
Yes, absolutely. And he in fact, when he was drafted, people were talking about he being not only the complement to Jaylen Warren, but eventually the guy who succeeds him as the number one running back. So he's not even come close to that.
Wonder Twin, I was hoping you would play the boneheaded play. Anyway, coming up next, we got into a debate about Pitt, who appears, if you would have told me after the West Virginia and Louisville games that that team would be in the first college football playoff rankings, I would have laughed for an hour. Here they are at number 24 with a national, like a gigantic game with Notre Dame coming here. It's Notre Dame. Maybe still the highest profile college football program in the country. Am I right, Bob, or am I out of my mind?
No, they're always going to be there, and they're ranked 10th again. And
guess what? They're coming here for a heavyweight bout where if they lose, it's a knockout. They're done in the college football playoff, I think.
Three losses, they're not going to get in, and that's the one area. This is the motivation for Pitt, that you can put yourself into an at-large situation potentially by winning this game. They have to win them all, but if they win this game, that, to me, is a knockout punch for Notre Dame.
Well, let's talk to Stephen Thompson of the Post-Gazette about that next, and also Mason Heinschel. What a story. He's the guy that gives them a chance. I mean, we could be looking, if this goes right over the next three games, we could be looking at an entire nation feasting its eyes on Mason Heinschel for a college football playoff game, Bob. I mean, this is getting good. They have a chance, at least. I didn't think they were going to. In fact, I thought it was preposterous at one point because it was. And now it's not.
It's the opposite of last year. They started 7-0 and everybody's like, oh, they're going to, and then they lost 5 in a row.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.